Well, hi there, label changers. In last week's episode, we talked about the importance of identifying the negative labels that you're carrying. If they're kept unchecked, it really doesn't take long for us to internalize them and begin to believe them ourselves. I know I did. Their sheer weight can just be paralyzing and prevent us from living our lives fully and being free to create the success that we want and deserve. And in this week's episode, we're going to do part two of that discussion. We're going to begin the process of shutting down our labelers and reclaiming control of who we are and where we're going. We've got a lot to talk about this week, so let's go. Okay, so last week we talked about the three keys to overcoming labels, and I want to make sure that you hear me on this because it's super important. You can overcome any box you've been put in regardless of the reason you're there. It will take work, and unfortunately, pretty much all the work has to come from you. But if you're committed to it, you can do it. And today, I'm going to share with you how to do it with very tangible steps that you can do right away. So first off, just a refresher from last week's, we talked about the keys to moving past these demeaning labels. And the first one is to know what labels you're carrying. What's holding you back? You know, is it that you've been told you're too difficult, you're too assertive, you're too fat, you're too skinny, you're too quiet, whatever it is, know what you're carrying. It's a 5,000-pound weight that's just stopping you dead in your tracks from truly creating the happiness or the success that you so completely deserve. You've got to identify it. And last week, I shared with you a label assessment tool that I created. It's a free download. I'm going to put it in this week's show notes. It's also in last week's show notes. But it's a good starting point to help you start thinking through, what is it that I'm grappling with? What's holding me up? The second key to overcoming labels is to understand where the label came from and what was the motivation behind it. How did you come to believe this pronouncement that you're too much or too little of something? And here's something that I really want you to hear. Maybe it's that you don't fit the image of what you're supposed to be or how you're supposed to act or speak or work in your labeler's head. Now, if you're multitasking, please come back to me. A label is nothing more than an opinion of the person labeling you. Just because they see you in a certain light, for whatever reason, good or bad, it doesn't mean that it's the truth or that it's reality, that it's written in stone somewhere. And I have to be honest with you, for me personally, I have finally reached the point that how somebody labels me, I view it as being their issue, not mine. Now, of course, I understand if that person is in a position of power, it's really hard to have that mindset. But here's the thing. Okay. We've all heard the saying, they put their pants on the same way you put yours on every morning. And that's true. You are bright, smart, and a fully capable adult. You have the ability to make choices and develop your own beliefs. You can choose to accept a derogatory label that limits you, or you can decide to clap back. I'm all about the clap back. And so the final step, which is really the focus of today's episode, is creating a plan for stopping your labelers in their tracks. Now, I probably not so gracefully shared with you that this is what I call my FU plan. You know, I've spent over 25 years in corporate America. I've been in senior level executive positions for like Fortune 50 companies. And throughout all that experience, I've seen so many women get tripped up by this because they think they have to have some sort of uncomfortable confrontation with the people who are really putting them in a box. And the good news is that's not the case at all. In fact, it's the opposite of that. The best way to overcome someone's negative perception or negative positioning of you is basically just show them they're wrong and take back control. And before we get into the, you know, whole how in the heck do you create this so mysterious plan, I want to quickly talk about the difference between constructive feedback or constructive criticism and labeling. I had several people reach out to me after the last episode and said, yeah, is it that people are being labeled or is it that they just can't take feedback? And I want you to hear really clearly from me now, there's a big difference between the two. So constructive feedback has one goal, and that goal is to help you. It's presented in a way that's positive and helpful. It usually comes with suggestions for improvement and steps you need to take for moving forward, and usually has an offer of, you know, I'm happy to help you out. We can check in and make sure that you're doing the things and the steps that you need to do to move forward. Labeling, on the other hand, is literally a pronouncement of usually an age or gender-based judgment. It doesn't come with guidance for improvement or periodic check-ins. It's basically a broad generalization from the labeler's perspective. I mean, it's a sentence for a lifelong offense in their eyes. You are difficult. What are you supposed to do with that? What does that even really mean? It means probably lots of different things to lots of different people. So, you know, constructive criticism is incredibly helpful in helping you to grow. And really, its goal is to help you get to the next level of wherever it is you want to go. But labeling is negative, and it only serves to cause you to stall. Okay, so let's talk about creating a plan to overcome the negative labels that you're carrying. Let me say, if I'm being honest, I usually have no desire to be friends with people who've judged me in a hurtful, negative way. My goal is not to make them like me. My goal is to leave them standing in my wake as I take control and create the success they deemed me as being incapable of having. Remember, knowledge is power. And once you understand what's been making you unhappy or holding you back, the power is really in your hands to take control, whether you know it or not. And I want you to know it. So keep it in mind as you think through how you're going to work through this situation. And, you know, I hate it when I hear somebody just say, well, take control or create a plan, but they never manage to tell you how to do that. I mean, I'd love to take control, Susan, but could you tell me how I'm supposed to do that? So today I'm going to tell you exactly what you need to do to begin the process of turning these tables and putting yourself in the rightful path for success. Step number one. If you're looking to overcome a negative label, the first step you must take is to make a radical change in whatever area your labeler is focused on. Taking a very honest look at what led to the negative perceptions is critical to making the radical change that's needed here. Now, hear me when I say this. This is not to say that you must change who you are. But remember, perceptions are reality. So you must take radical steps to help those who see you in a negative light to understand that they are wrong. So for example, if you've been deemed as being too difficult, as I have been many, many times throughout my career, your task is to loudly amplify how extremely easy you are to work with and how reasonable you are. If you've been labeled as being too assertive, as I have been many times, you want to focus on ensuring that your communication, whether it be verbal, nonverbal, as in body language, or written, is crystal clear, positioned positively, and concise. Step number two is finding ways for the people with negative perceptions of you to see that amplified change. It's one thing to identify it, what you need to do, and then doing it. But then if you operate in a vacuum, it's not going to do you any good. And I'm going to be honest with you, when I remember when I reached this point, I didn't want anything to do with these people I worked with. I was the only woman on this staff of men, and they had never worked with a woman. They didn't know what to do with me. Like, they just knew that I wasn't like their spouse or their mom or any woman they had ever encountered. And so they just didn't know what to do other than go and complain that I was too tough on them to the boss, which is hilarious to me. But when that happened, I just wanted to shut down and barricade myself from them. But you have to look for what I call focal point moments. These are opportunities for your labelers to witness that what they've been saying and thinking about you is just not true. You want them to witness it. You want them to experience it. You want them to hear about it from others. You've got to be very strategic and think through opportunities for you to spotlight these radical changes you've made. And don't forget, every email, every casual conversation, every interaction, even if you run into them at the grocery store, it all can be a focal point moment. And the last thing you have to do is be consistent. A one-time change isn't really a change. I mean, it's just a blip. It's an anomaly. You want to demonstrate consistent positive interaction with people who've labeled you negatively. They have to witness it over time and hear about it from others in order to really come to realize they were wrong. And in all honesty, some may never admit they were wrong, but they may comment either to you or to others that you've changed. And who cares? That's okay. As long as you are out of that negative box you were placed in that was preventing you from moving forward. Now, I know what you may be thinking. This is going to take forever. And, I'm at a point in my career where I can't and won't take years and years to turn this around. And I hear you. Trust me, I hear you. I've never been accused of being patient. But it is going to take some time, maybe not years, but time to change perceptions. And there are a couple of things you can do to help speed it up. Number one, you can accelerate the process by increasing the number of focal point moments. For example, setting up recurring one-on-ones if you don't already have them, with those who've been labeling you, or making a point to speak up at least one time, maybe one or two times in a weekly staff meeting. Increasing the frequency of times your labeler is exposed to your strategic changes can increase the opportunities for them to witness the real you. You can also look for a mentor who has influence with your negative labelers. It should be somebody you can trust and who actually, really does respect you. And they can actually help you change the misperceptions with those who are looking to label you. You know, as someone who has experienced this myself, I know it can feel overwhelming, and it always makes me so freaking angry that I have to extend this kind of energy to win people over. But the reality is that you deserve to be happy and to have opportunities to fulfill your dreams and aspirations. Sometimes, and I mean, this is some tough love I have to give you here, but sometimes you really have to suck it up and do whatever is going to move the mountain and enable you to proceed in the direction you want to go. So give yourself grace. You can do this. Be patient. And probably most important of everything I've said today, be consistent. I always looked at it as not giving anyone an ounce of room to view me in a derogatory way. Don't give up. And I do want to say, if I can help you through this process, please let me know. I've added a couple of new slots in my coaching calendar, and I'd be honored to help guide you through the process of ditching those limiting labels that have been holding you back. Okay, until next time, label changers, keep on moving forward and working to create the success you want and deserve. And thank you so much for listening to an episode of the Labeled Podcast.